Okay, so yesterday we gave the introduction about two fundamental principles in the Sefer. Okay, so the introduction basically was that there in the Sefer Das Tvunis, we talked about two major fundamental concepts. What is it important? Yeah, it's very important, the introduction. It's 15 minutes, but you saw the thing. Basically, the two concepts that he's going to be discussing is one. Is that there are two simultaneous tracks to the world. One is the Olam of Yediyah and one is the Olam of Bechira. That means, we discussed this before in the past, that one is the ultimate plan of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the world, and that's going to happen regardless. And Hashem has a plan for the world. It's not haphazard. It's going to end up happening. But we play a role, and we have Bechira within the role that we play. But we cannot, the role that we play is limited. So, for example, right, you tell your child, go give them an errand. You tell them, I want you to go clean your room, whatever. I don't know, so that's not an example necessarily.
Go to Publix, get
Help
some.
me, help me, help in the house. We have a big thing going on, and you're going to we're making a dessert for this Shabbat brachas. We're making a dessert. You're gonna go bake the cakes. Okay? Now the mother's in the kitchen and the kid's baking the cake. Lamaisa, she needs that cake to come out a certain way. So she's doing her oversight, she's mixing in every once in a while. And they put in eggs, and it was really supposed to be two eggs, only put one egg. She's like, oh great, you put one egg. And when the kid's outside, she opens another and puts it in. The cake ends up being fine. Because the cake is gonna come out good, regardless. And the child played their role and make the egg, right? So, in other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a plan for the Bria, and it's going to come out the way he wants it to come out, regardless. So, just the role that we play, our Bechira is what role do we play in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's plan, but we don't really affect the plan. We spoke yesterday about Riches, how that affects the Hashkafa of elections and stuff like that. That's
Great tomorrow.
in okay, that's not maybe in the oven. Okay, the second thing is that there is one essential midah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has when he's coming to create the world. He wants us to know him. He wants us to come and recognize him, but he wants us to work at it. I mean, there's a certain midah in the world that's hidden. The fundamental principle of the Sefer is that there's a midah in the world of Hashem that's hidden, and our job is to reveal it. And when it's revealed, listen, small, this is important. When it's revealed, then the world has come to its perfection. Then the world no doesn't need any longer to exist, because the world has come to its perfection. The Mida that we were supposed to uncover has been uncovered. So Hashem created the world with a certain Mida of his being covered up. Our job is to reveal it and find it. It's a treasure hunt. We're supposed to find the Midah. What is the Midah that Hashem hid and now we're supposed to find? And that when we find it, the world has come to its perfection. Which Midah is it? That's why this is so important, because it's like we're looking our whole life. What are we looking for? So maybe it's the Chesed of Hashem or something else. Says the Ramchal, and this is what he's going to build out, that the Midah that we're trying to find, that Hashem created the world for us to see, but we don't see, is the midah of Achdus Hashem, the midah of Yichud Hashem, that there is nothing else in the world other than HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So, in other words, if you take all that together, what we said yesterday is that the world was created in order for us to see that it doesn't exist.
And once we see it, it stops
And once
existing.
we see that it really doesn't exist, it doesn't need to exist anymore. And it came to its fulfillment. So the tachlis of the Bria is to realize that it doesn't exist. It was created for us to see right through it, but to be an assignment that to make us think that it does exist. And once we see that it doesn't exist, we've reached its tachlis.
I have no one.
So it's unbelievable. The whole world was created to be destroyed. The world was created in order just to see that it's not there.
What does it mean doesn't exist?
It
Means
doesn't
it's a
exist. Everything's
facade.
Hashem. Everything's Hashem. This table in reality is not really here. It's all Kadosh Baruch Hu. There's nothing in the world other than the Ratzon Hashem. But we're very comfortable. We're very comfortable. So we don't, so the world does a good job at hiding that. We're supposed to see through everything in the world. So we're supposed to see there is, everything is Hashem. And once we see that everything is Hashem, then that means that the world came to its ultimate tachlis. Now we don't need the world anymore. We're going to the next stage.
But it's not just we. It means every guy.
Whatever we is,
the
creation.
Does that happen on an individual basis or on a...
That's what he's asking. Is it me? Is it me?
Well,
is it you? Is it us? Is it, is it, is it, is it, who has to see it?
The
heart of the whole world has to see it.
I'm saying
that's what happened to Moshiach. But here is just to get to choose that. When her says, what are you choosing?
Is that in? The more a person is having to Kadosh Baruch Hu, the more he's uplifting himself from this world and being connected to Hashem.
It seems like steps.
Okay, everything steps. We're not there yet. The last 2,000 years, the right when the Vilna Gaon put on tzitzis, it was steps. Everything steps.
But bechira doesn't means it's not our place to try to get to that tachlis. It's not my bechira to try to get to that tachlis.
It's not your avoida right now, but you have to understand the point of the sefer is you have to understand where we're going. All in all, why is it important to know where we're going?
Yeah, why is it?
We can't get there if we don't know, but I'm trying to get there.
I let the captain take me there.
No, I understand, but I'm right. It's impossible. The more you know what the tachas the bria, so the more you try to find it.
We're riding the train. You want to know where the train is going, and just go.
I mean,
I have to know my job.
It's
where
a treasure hunt.
A
treasure hunt, ultimately.
So is it more about the journey or more about the destination?
The journey.
It's a good question. On an individual level, on a day-to-day level, in a Nisayan level, Reb Chaim Volozhiner, this is the connection to Nefesh HaChaim, Reb Chaim Volozhiner says, on a day-to-day level, it's about the challenge in facing you at the moment. You're not going to say, well, Hashem, it's all about you, so I love you anyway, and I see you, so I don't have to put on tefillin today. Because, Lamais, I love you, and Lamais, I see you're here. You can't go for the big picture and not be involved in the small picture.
But isn't that why you're putting on tefillin? Because you say that you see Hashem and you love Hashem, so therefore why you're putting on tefillin?
Right, but a person gets, exactly. So if a person gets too caught up with these ideas, they could get carried away. And say, well, look, if the whole point is to see Hashem, I see Hashem, and I mean well, you know. So we have to realize, no, our decisions day to day are to do the ma'asim that Hashem told us to do, and all that. But this is the bigger picture of what the bria is here for.
So if a highly advanced being was able to come to that conclusion, and it became a reality for that individual,
I don't know if it goes
does
like
it
that.
Stop,
no,
does the world
no.
stop existing for him?
No, I don't think so. I'm still not. There's a whole bria here. No, what happens to that person is that world does cease to exist for him.
What that means is,
therefore they're not mashubit to teva. They're not limited by nature.
So
they can make nisim. Big tzaddikim in our generation. Big tzaddikim in our generation like that.
They don't want to sleep a lot.
They play along, but they're really above nature. The Ribnitz Rebbe, right? Ramnatin Tzvi Finkel. Yeah. These people that saw the world just to be defeated, so for them, the world doesn't place that same level of challenge. So they can make, I'm not saying make Nisim like, but that's the concept of a tzaddik connecting to a higher, you know, because he saw through it already. So there's no point in creating the challenge for him. Okay? Let's start the sefer. I don't know. I mean, right now I brought mine. We only have one here. So I'm going to try to see if we can get a hold of them because I think part of it is we're going to see it inside because other times we've learned we haven't really seen that much inside. I think this time we're going to learn more inside. Omra Neshama. So the Neshama says, the Neshama is more there's two parts to a person. A person is dragged in two ways. There's the physical part of the person, there's the spiritual part of the person. So this is going to be a struggle here. Ta'avasi v'ritzoini l'hisyashiv. I want to understand al-ktas dvarim, some of the things shenamar by him, ha'shivoy se'el v'avecha, ki Hashem hu Elokim. It says that you're supposed to put things back into your heart. Hashivosa elavavacha. So I want to understand these things. I want to be b'kayim in that pasuk. I want to put it into my heart. And it's mamash from the ikrei emuna shechayev kol adam lirdoif achrei yidios. And you have to run to try and understand it better. So I really want to understand. Can you help me understand? So Amar haseichel. The seichel responds. Ana pana moyadois. Yeah, look, what do you want to find out about? There's 13 Ikrei Emuna. Which one do you want to know? So the Neshama says, "Call Ikrei Mayud Gimel." It's not that I question anything. I don't have any doubts. I have blind faith. Okay, I'm not questioning. I have faith. Don't worry. Some of them I believe and understand. But some of them are, I believe, the emuna, but I don't understand them. So the seichel says, okay, so break it down for me further. Which is umas? Which one do you just believe, and which one do you understand? So the neshama says, hine, mitzias Hashem, the concept that there is a Hashem, yichudoi, that Hashem is the only power in the bria, nitzchiusoi, that He's forever, means hayahayveviyia. Hashem will be. He doesn't have any shaykhis to a body. Anthropopal, what is that complicated word? Anthropopalturalism or whatever.
Anthropomorphic, no?
What?
That. Non-corporal, no?
So, yeah,
it's some word.
Non-corporal is
corporal.
Yeah, but there's a whole word for it.
Corporeal.
No, there's a whole word for it. That Hashem has no guf. Chidush Olam, Hashem created the world. Nevuah, that Hashem communicates with the world. Nevuah Moshe, that Hashem specifically communicated with Moshe Rabbeinu to tell him about the Torah. Torah min Hashemayim v'nitzchiyusa ashle teshtane. And the Torah. Kol advar ma'ela ani ma'menes. I understand. V'ani mavin asam. And I believe and I understand. V'ini tzricha ban bir. And I don't need you to explain further. So he's already pretty good, this neshama. More than, you know, he's pretty advanced. So what doesn't he understand? What's the thing that's bothering him? Hashgacha pratis, schar v'oinish, and bias Mashiach. I believe it, because I'm supposed to. Ma'menes anivadi mipnei choy v'sadas. Aval yisi chafetz, I would really like to understand it better. Lizbar m'svara she'eshchad bar. Meaning, schar v'oinish means it's Hashem responding to our actions. Which is a little bit of a concept, which is hard to understand. Hashem, l'chaira, has a plan for the world, which should happen regardless of our actions. So, schar v'onesh is mashma, that there's a back and forth. Hashem is responding to us. Mashiach, Hashem is responding, it's going to come when we're ready. Like, why, how does that work? How does it work that Hashem has a plan for the world, and yet He's responding to our actions? That's what he's struggling with. So he's explaining. Amar saying, "Amau meskash lechav." Is that what specifically is bothering you? So he says that there are many things in the world which seem to contradict hashgacha pratis. First of all, logically, it doesn't make sense. A lot of times, why do bad things happen to good people? And it's just a lot of things that happen in the world that are beyond our capability to understand it. Now, I'd like to get a mahalach how to understand Hashgacha Pratis. So that's a question which apparently the Sefer is coming to answer. All right?
That's the whole introduction. The whole introduction.
I didn't make up the introduction.
No, but the whole introduction is just what you said. It is Hashgacha Pratis. Because it's going to happen no matter what.
Okay, so...
It's hashgacha pratis.
Exactly. So that's how does everything fit together? That's the avoidah of this. We're going to try to do it this much. Good night.
Thank you, Rabbi.
Thank